Okay, we'll go ahead and get started and call to order the Community Correction Partnership full membership meeting. This is October 5th, 2022, 10 o'clock, and we will start with roll call. Ms. Vaughn.
Chief Mayor.
Here.
Court Executive Officer Harvard Pickens. District Attorney Zimmer.
Joseph Kinzel from Ms. Zimmer.
Public Defender King. Sheriff Youngblood.
Doug Yock for Sheriff Youngblood.
Director Kuwahara.
Heather Ronnie Burke for Director Kuwahara.
Chief Perry.
Here.
Administrator Olvera.
Michelle Keely for Administrator Olvera.
Director Maria.
Here.
Executive Director Corson.
Here.
Supervisor Perez. Assistant CEO Hitchcock.
Aaron Ellis here for Assistant CEO Hitchcock.
Superintendent Barlow.
Deborah Plank for Mary Barlow.
And Victim Services Coordinator Finn.
Here.
Okay, thank you very much. Appreciate that. We'll go to our first item, which is minutes from our CCP meeting from August 31st. Those minutes were sent out, so unless there's any corrections or comments, I would ask for a motion to approve those minutes.
So moved.
A motion from Mr. Corson.
Second.
Second from Mr. Murillo. And is there any public comment on this item? Seeing none, all in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions? Next, we will go to public presentation. This is opportunity for members of the public to make a comment to the committee. And just as a reminder, this is for an item that is not on the agenda. If you'd like to come up, you can come up to state your name, state the organization you're with, and then please observe our 2-minute time limit. Do we have any public presentations? Okay. Seeing none, we'll go to our next item, and that is chairperson's report. So I just want to talk about our December meeting. We're looking at December 14th for that meeting, and there'll be a couple items that we'll discuss then. One is our annual growth funds. So we'll get you more information out on that about how much money is available in those growth funds. We will also have to submit our CCP survey. This is a survey we do every year that we submit to the Board of State and Community Corrections. And in doing so, we gain an additional $200,000 from the state for doing that. So we'll have staff reaching out to the different agencies to see if there's any information you want to include on that survey. And I just wanted to mention at the last meeting, we had some discussion about the ETR carryover money. I know they're still working on it with kind of a joint getting together. So most likely we'll bring that item back in the December meeting. Okay, that's all I have for my report. We'll go on to number 4, which is CCP committee member announcements or reports. Any announcements or reports? Okay, seeing none, we'll go to our next item, and this is our community-based organization program request for proposal grant award recommendations. And this is always a long-going process. We're going to have Kevin Holland from probation to come up and report out on this item.
Good morning, everyone. I'd like to take a moment to extend my deepest thanks to the evaluation committee members for their hard work and dedication on this process. The evaluation committee itself was composed of one member from sheriff, probation, behavior health recovery services, public defender, and employers training resources for a total of 5 members. To give everyone an idea on what was involved for them, the evaluation committee itself met 5 separate times for about 14 to 15 hours of in-group discussion. Each individual committee member also took time to work on their own private time to sort of read and review through about 1,400 pages of material that was submitted. So I want to send my deepest thanks to them. To get to my presentation, I'm going to run through the agenda packet or agenda item that was attached to the CCP packet. I'll read through certain sections, I'll paraphrase other sections, and I'll be available for questions. But to give a quick background, on March 2nd, the CCP authorized staff to develop and implement the new community-based organization request for proposal process. A total of $7,993,642 was available for the CBO program, with the contract term starting January 1st, 2023 and carrying through December 31st, 2025. The RP was to focus on the following 4 target areas: A, sober living environment and supportive services; B, education, vocational, employment services; C, case management; and D, other evidence-based practices and programs that have proven to reduce recidivism. Overall, I'd like to point out that the funds are awarded from the CCP, with the recommendation from the CCP, the final approval resides with the Board of Supervisors of the county. I'd like to point out that the RP was prepared and listed on the county's purchasing website, and distributed to potential applicants known to offer services designed to reduce recidivism. The RFP detailed the county specifications for services required of all potential applicants. On behalf of the partnership, the probation department felicitated the RFP. The RFP itself was listed on purchasing's website from June 29, 2022 through August 5, 2022. In all, the county received 13 responses totaling $12,325,456 in funding requests. Moving on, I'd like to point out that all proposals were reviewed across multiple dimensions, such as their work approach, transition plan, experience, cost analysis, and references. After scoring the proposals, the evaluation committee, 11 of the 13 proposals had a weighted score above the 70% minimum county threshold for RFPs. To give you an idea of further detail on the adopted criteria that the evaluation committee used to evaluate each of the proposals, I will list them off in the following order. So A, the evaluation committee considered, does the appraisal address all requested objectives and deliverables and propose that they can be met? B, does the approach make sense for this project and does it support the desired outcome and goals stated in Exhibit A of the RFP? C, does the vendor have experience and a proven track record working with the reentry population? D, are costs reasonable and justified for proposed services? E, is the ability for the proposal or applicant to complete the project on time there? F, was there any negative reporting among the proposal's references? And G, what are the overall qualifications of staff and management? Based on this review and process, the evaluation committee recommended awards to 10 organizations. The following recommended for awards, the following tables that you see in that agenda item are recommended awards, the services they will provide, and the level of funding that was recommended by the evaluation committee. They were broken up between the four different target areas. So you can see for sober living environments, a total of six providers were recommended for award. One, Mini Marble Sober Living Environment for Women and Children, was recommended award for $414,085. Two, New Life and Recovery and Training Center, was recommended for $1,943,539. Three, Bakersfield Recovery Services, was recommended for $1,166,400. Cottage of Hope and Gratitude was recommended for award $724,276. Freedom House Recovery Homes was recommended for award $1,531,248. And Third Tradition Sober Living was recommended for award for $404,350 for a grand total for a sober living environment, $6,183,898. And you can see, if you wanted more detail, the number of beds broken down by male and female beds that each of those places provides. Moving on to the next criteria, of the educational, vocational, and employment. So of the proposals that met at least the 70% scoring requirement by the county, one organization, Garden Pathways, provided educational, vocational, and employment services, and their recommended award from the evaluation committee was $486,478. Moving on to case management, the committee recommended to award three separate organizations, one to our Community Resource and Recovery Center for $300,000, West Care California for $300,000, Garden Pathways with $291,887, for a total for case management for $891,887. The last target area, other evidence-based practices and programs, the committee recommended for award two different organizations, Garden Pathways for $194,591, and Special Treatment Education Prevention, also commonly known as STEPS, for $236,709. For this target area, a total of $431,300. Across all four target areas, the grand total comes out to $7,993,563. That being said, I'd like to point out that the evaluation committee's funding recommendations amended the originally approved proportions from the CCP back from March 2nd. The difference between those were as following. The proportion of funding across all four target areas changed in the following ways. For housing, increased from 70% to 77.36%. For educational, vocational, employment, that was reduced from 15 to 608%. Case management was increased from 7.7% to 11.6%. And other evidence-based programs and practices was reduced from 7.3% to 5.4%. This was done based on several factors, such as the nature and type of the proposals received, requested amounts, and the number of people served, and the funding available. If you continue through the packet, you'll see a summary of that on page 4. I would lastly just like to point out and briefly state that the last page in this attached document. It includes all 13 proposals with their evaluation score from the evaluation committee, as well as the justification from the evaluation committee for that score. Are there any questions?
Any questions? Thank you for that report out. I'd just like to add, I'd also like to thank the evaluation committee. It's a very, I've been on these before, it's a very arduous and difficult job, and it's like putting a jigsaw puzzle together, because things don't always fit together, but I think they did, obviously, spent a lot of time and gave a lot of effort, and it's unfortunate when you have $12 million in requests and only $8 million, you know, not everyone's going to be able to get what they receive. But because you weren't chosen, you know, it's not, doesn't mean that we don't think you're a valuable community partner. It's just we have to make difficult decisions, and I just appreciate the evaluations committees doing that hard work. But are there any questions? Thank you, Mr. Holland. I appreciate it very, very much.
Thank you.
So we'll open it up first to the committee. I'll just state kind of my point of view is, like I said, these are always difficult, and I think we had you know, the five staff members representing numerous people on this committee. They did a good job. It'd be my recommendation that you know, we follow their what they proposed, but I'm happy to open it up if there's any discussion here at the committee first. Okay, not seeing any, I'm going to open it up for a public comment. Is there any members of the public who would like to make a comment about this item? Okay, seeing none, we're going to bring it back. I would therefore ask for a recommendation to make a recommendation to the executive committee of the CCP to approve the recommendations as submitted and authorize the chairman to negotiate agreements and to submit to the Board of Supervisors for approval. Do I have such a motion?
I'll make the motion that the chief just said.
Thank you. I'm going to make you repeat it.
I will withdraw my motion then, GK.
I think we have a motion and a second. We're based on the fiscal impact, we're going to take a roll call vote. So, Ms.
Can you identify the second?
It was Ms. Finnerty. Yes.
Thank you. Okay, Chief Miracle.
Yes.
Court Executive Officer Harper Pickens. District Attorney Zimmer.
Kinzel for Zimmer, yes.
Public Defender Kane.
Yes.
Sheriff Youngblood.
Doug Yock for Sheriff Youngblood, yes.
Director Kuwahara.
Director Kuwahara, yes.
Chief Terry.
Yes.
Administrator Olvera.
Michelle Keeley for Administrator Olvera, yes.
Director Maria.
Yes.
Executive Director Corson.
Yes.
Supervisor Perez. Assistant CEO Hitchcock.
Aaron Ellis for Assistant CEO Hitchcock, yes.
Superintendent Barlow.
Pepper Plank for Mary Barlow, yes.
And Victim Services Coordinator Kennedy.
Yes.
Thank you. The motion carries. We will go to our next item, which is our next CCP meeting. As I mentioned earlier, we're looking at December 14th, back at our 8:30 time frame. And so unless there's any comment on that, we're going to adjourn. And then we're going to reconvene as the executive committee. Okay, we're going to convene as the executive committee of the CCP. This is our October 5th, 2022 meeting. And first of all, we'll take roll call. Ms. Vaughn.
Chief Miracle.
Here.
Court Executive Officer Harper Pickens. District Attorney Zimmer.
Kinzel for Zimmer.
Public Defender Kane.
Here.
Sheriff Youngblood.
Doug Yock for Sheriff Youngblood.
Director Kuwahara.
Heather Honeybrook for Kuwahara.
And Chief Terry.
Here.
Okay, our first item is our minutes from the executive committee meeting from August 31st, 2022. Unless there's any comments on that, I'd ask for a motion to approve those minutes.
Motion.
Motion from Chief Terry.
Second.
Second from Mr. Kinzel. Any public comments on this item? Seeing none, all in favor, please say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions? Next is public presentations. Are there any public presentations? Seeing none, we'll go to executive committee member announcements and reports. Any announcements or reports? Seeing none, we're going to go to item number four, which is our RFP for CBO services. We had a recommendation from the full CCP to approve the recommendations as submitted and authorize the chairman to negotiate agreements and to submit to the Board of Supervisors for approval. Is there any comment or discussion on that motion, or do I have a motion to accept that recommendation?
Motion, Kinzel.
We have a motion.
Second.
A second from Chief Terry. Is there any public comment on this item? Seeing none, we will take a roll call vote.
Chief Maripol?
Yes.
Court Executive Officer Harbor Pickens? District Attorney Zimmer?
Kinzel for Zimmer, yes.
Public Defender Kane?
Yes.
Sheriff Youngblood?
Doug Yarger, Sheriff Youngblood, yes.
Director Kuwahara?
Heather Hardy-Bricker, Director Kuwahara, yes.
And Chief Terry?
Yes.
Thank you. Motion carries. Our next item is a request, and I put this on the item, is to change our, amend our CCP policies and procedures to change what a quorum is for the executive committee. As you know, there's seven members of the executive committee, and I think it was way back when even before, it must have been 2011, when the committee decided that five would be a quorum for the executive committee. However, at that time, the court representative was still really a voting member. And since that time, and for many years now, they basically abstain on every item of really of substance. So we really have kind of six voting members, even though we have seven members. And so I think it would be more appropriate to have our quorum at four, still obviously a majority, but you know, be four of the six who people who actually vote on numerous things. So I just wanted to put that forward. There has been one or two occasions where we had to make a phone call to try to get the quorum. I think it would just be better for business. So I'm just going to put that out there, and if there's any discussion on that item from the committee. Not seeing any or hearing any objections, I'd like to open it to the public. Any public comments? Okay. Seeing none, then I would request a motion to approve and authorize the chair to amend the CCP policies and procedures to reflect the change for an executive committee quorum from five to four members. Do I have such a motion?
Motion, Kinzel for Zimmer.
You have a motion? Do I have a second?
Second.
Second from Under Sheriff Yock. And we'll take a roll call vote on this.
Chief Maripol?
Yes.
Court Executive Officer Harbor Pickens. District Attorney Zimmer?
Kinzel for Zimmer, yes.
Public Defender Kane?
Yes.
Sheriff Youngblood?
Doug Yarger, Sheriff Youngblood, yes.
Director Kuwahara?
Chief
Terry. Yes. All right, motion carries. I appreciate that very much. Our next meeting is set, as I said before, December 14th at 8:30 to follow the full CCP meeting. And with that, we are adjourned.